Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the American Legion Post 274 in Oscoda, Jim Miller. How are you, Jim?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on the show to talk about Thunder in Oscoda. You've been doing this for a few years, haven't you?
Yes, we have. In fact, this will be our fifth year that we've been doing this bike show fundraiser, and it keeps getting a little better and a little bigger every year, and we're hoping that this is going to be one of our best.
Boy, I'm sure it will be. Now, you're kind of putting it as a tribute to all veterans, but it's kind of a welcome home to Vietnam vets too, isn't it?
That's true. This is actually the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War, so we always do a tribute to veterans, but this year we decided to do a special tribute and welcome home to the Vietnam vets. And right now they're probably the biggest number of veterans that we have in our American Legion family organization there. So welcome home, Vietnam veterans.
Boy, very good. All right, it's happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tell me what's going to be happening during these days.
Well, it kicks off Friday afternoon. Yeah. Vendors will be coming in. We have a band that's set to go off 6 o'clock, and we do have a special event that's scheduled at 6 o'clock. So if you want to see that, you got to be there right then. We're going to start by posting the American flag, and then we'll have the singing of the national anthem, and then right after that, the band Siren from Rochester kicks off to provide entertainment for that night. We've got Rob's Barbecue on site providing food and eats for that night. We've also got adult beverages, pop, and so on. So we've got the full thing going on tonight. A lot of entertainment that night.
All right. And I guess should lead with the fact that we're calling this a salute to vet, but everyone's welcome to come on out.
Absolutely. This is open to the public.
Yeah.
We encourage the public to attend. There's no charge to attend this. The only charge for the whole weekend is for those who want to actually put a bike into the contest to have it judged.
Okay.
There's a $10 registration fee for that, but for the general public, it's free. Come on down, see the bikes, enjoy the bands, enjoy the food, have a good time.
That's right. Well, you mentioned Friday. Now let's talk about the weekend. Now, Saturday, the big day, right?
Yes, Saturday is the main event. That kicks off at noon on Saturday. Registration for the bikes actually begins at 11 o'clock. So if you want to come down early, get your bike in the show, you can do that. We'll have vendors. We have mostly motorcycle-related vendors.
Sure.
So we have a lot of leather, a lot of helmets, a lot of bandanas, sunglasses, jewelry, that type of thing.
Yeah.
We pretty much run the gamut. And so there'd be a lot of things for people to look at. Something that we're doing a little different this year is we've decided to section off a section specifically for people. If you want to sell your bike, bring it on down. What better venue to get visibility to have that bike looked at
and
hopefully get sold down there. There's no charge for that. Just bring it on down and we'll have it set up and then get some people to look at it. We have food available at noon. We have the Donnie Hartman Band, which he's a local musician. If you've been following him, you'll enjoy that. He kicks off at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Following him, we have another local band called Grounded, which will kick off at 6 o'clock. And they have a huge local following as well. So we've got some pretty top-notch entertainment going on down there. And we'll have the vendors going all day. We'll have the food going all day. We're going to throw in some games out there. We're going to have the Loudest Pipes contest. We're going to have a pie eating contest, which is a fan favorite from last year. We had a lot of good entertainment with that. So it's something to watch. It's really fun to watch because to see six or eight people trying to cram a pie on their face with no hands, it's amazing. And then we have the bike judging that goes on about 4 o'clock, I believe it is, and we're going to try to announce the winners by 6 o'clock. So we have a lot crammed into that Saturday.
Boy, no doubt about it. But then there's some overflow. You got Sunday. That's a little kind of a slower day on Sunday, more laid back.
Yes, we're trying to slow the pace down a little bit. We've tried to integrate the VFW again this year. So they'll be hosting a breakfast from 9:30 until 11:30, and it's basically a buffet-style breakfast with eggs, bacon, toast, and sausage and so on. After the breakfast, we are going to have a scenic ride that kicks off from the American Legion, which is just up the street from the VFW post. We have a very nice ride planned out that goes out and tours the Sunrise Side. And really, we have one of the premier riding areas in northeastern Michigan, right here where we're at. So a lot of good scenery to see out there, some nice rides, some hills, curves, stuff that motorcyclists are really going to enjoy. So don't miss that.
Boy, don't miss any of it. Happens Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's, for the most part, right there at the Legion on US 23.
It is right at the post. If you're coming from the south, once you cross the Asable River, start looking on the right-hand side across from Mama's Kitchen, you should see the bikes out there. One thing I forgot to mention is that we also have military vehicles coming in this year to try to keep that veteran theme going. So we have at least a deuce and a half, a couple other trucks that are going to be out there. Great things for the kids to come out. They get to crawl inside the cabs, put their hands on the steering wheels.
Yeah.
It's something that they can really enjoy. If you're coming in from the south, go through the light in Oscoda, go down towards the end of town, and we're right across from Mama's Kitchen, and you can't miss it because we're going to have people out there waving in bikers.
Excellent. Now, Jim, if they want more information, website, Facebook page, something like that?
We have a Facebook page. Yeah. I've created an event out there. So if you search for Thunder in Oscoda 2018, you should be able to find it. But if you can't find the information there, you can definitely call me at 586-876-1323. We have flyers up all over town. There's information on our electronic sign outside up front of the American Legion Post. We have flyer or signs both down by Burger King and in front of the post also. So
now, Jim, before I let you go, I'm sure there's some fine sponsors you'd like to thank who help make this thing a big deal for you.
Absolutely. Most of these sponsors are returning sponsors, and they really are integral in making this happen for the community. I'd especially like to thank Larry and Sandy Brown out of Hubbard Lake, the Oscoda Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Kalita Air, Northland Area Federal Credit Union, Aircraft Tool and Supply Company, Oscoda American Legion Kitchen, Huron Distributors, the Budweiser people, a huge sponsor in there. Huron Tenton Event, Gilbert's Drugstore, Wiltsy's Brew and Family Restaurant, Idlewise Tavern, Twisted Twins Emporium, Irish Pub, Red Rooster Restaurant, Mr. Jack's Sports Bar and Grill, the Buckhorn Inn, the Office Lounge and Grill, Shopmakers in Harrisville, G's Pizzeria and Deli, and Desi's Taco Lounge.
Very good. American Legion Post 274. It's Thunder in Oscoda this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the post right there on US 23 in Oscoda. And Jim Miller from the Post. Hey, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
My My pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.